This is The Burt Show.
You guys are going to be surprised when I walk in the door this week, because today I'm going over to Distant Replays or wherever I have to go, and I am wearing nothing but Jets attire for the rest of the week.
Why is this?
Why?
Trying to
reverse
the jinx.
Here is my theory, is that I have never rooted for a team that has won a championship. Not in college, not in pro. And my two true loves are the Padres in baseball and Chargers in football. And I've been a Chargers fan now for over 30 years. And I have ridden up and down this roller coaster with them. And each year I love them, and each year they lose. They've never won a national champ. They've never won the Super Bowl.
Okay.
So here's what I'm doing this year. I'm going to change things up a little bit.
All right.
I have decided that I'm going to root for every team that is playing against the Chargers in the playoffs. So
in your heart, though, you're not going to really be rooting for them.
It would be impossible. But at least on a superficial level, I can root for them. So I'm going out to get a Jets jersey today. I am going to get a T-shirt. I'm going to get sweatshirts. And I am becoming a Jets fan. I was even thinking about putting the flags on my car. The
you're
Jets flags
kidding.
On my car this
week. You cannot do that.
No.
It
has to be
do
done.
That. You cannot go and pay money for some ugly team's colors.
I'm
like,
gonna
no
do it.
Way.
I'm going to do it.
You can't
something
do that.
Has to be changed.
That's not cool.
And this is the only way to do it. So if I want the Chargers to win, I must root against them.
Just get a Jets button. How many more times do they have to win in order to go to the Super Bowl?
Twice.
They have to win two more games.
They have to beat the Jets this weekend and then the winner of the Colts and Ravens game on Sunday also.
What if they go to the Super Bowl?
Then I will root for, if this works,
then you got to keep
then
it going.
Then I got to keep it going.
Are you going to the Super Bowl?
I am going to the Super Bowl.
Well, you cannot
if they're
wear
there or not, I am going to the Super Bowl.
So if your team's there, you cannot wear the other team's colors.
I will wear the other team's colors.
No way.
I will until the Chargers win. If they win, then I would put on the powder blues. But until then, I root for every team that's against the Chargers. Look,
so
this happened
like
just the other night, right? Georgia Tech is playing against
Iowa
the other night. I tweet right before the game, this Georgia fan hopes that Georgia Tech wins. They lose. Every team I root for loses. So I am rooting
opposite.
For the Jets. And I am rooting against the Chargers for the entire series.
See, I understand the theory, but in your heart, you're really not rooting for the Jets.
That's the best I got.
But if they make it to the Super Bowl,
switch up the mojo.
There's no way,
dude.
You've got to wear your team's colors on.
Is it down in Miami?
Yes.
So you're going to be in Miami.
Yes.
Walking around the city. If San Diego goes to the Super Bowl.
Yes.
You're going to be walking around the city of Miami.
Yes.
Going to parties.
Right. In New Orleans Saints jersey, if the Saints make it.
And the game.
The game also.
Into the stadium. You
now,
will
I will tell you that I will have a backpack with a Chargers jersey, so once the game is wrapped up, then I could put that on. But if this works for the next couple of weeks, then I will don whoever the NFC championship champion is if the Chargers are playing them. So if it could be the Vikings, I'll get Viking stuff. Could be the Saints, I'll get Saints stuff.
So you're going to go in today to whatever, Foot Locker,
yep,
and get a Jets hat. And it'll be on your head for the rest
of the week. Jets this week.
Wow.
I just don't know if that'll work. I wonder if anybody has done that and switched up the mojo and their team like went all the way and won the Super Bowl. If they were rooting for everybody opposite of them the whole time. Because it just doesn't seem right.
But when you've been rooting for one team for so long and everything that you have done has failed, you got to switch it up.
Yeah, but you won't be able to enjoy
it as
much.
Every team I root for, lose. I will. Because again, in my heart, but on an outer level, I still got the skin of a Jets fan on.
But you cannot physically root for your team in another team's jersey.
You saw me doing it against the Falcons.
Well, because you had your team colors on.
No, I didn't. I had Falcons colors on that night. Remember, I was rooting for the Falcons because there was an obnoxious Chargers fan.
You were the obnoxious
Okay,
Chargers.
So yeah, so what do you do if you're at the
Can't
game at the Super Bowl and you're wearing the same things and there's Chargers fans around you?
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you say to them, Chargers suck?
No, I mean, I don't have to do that. But, I mean, the theory is if this works for the next couple of weeks, then why would I switch it up for the biggest game of the year?
I'm not even a sports fan, and I can't imagine doing that.
No way.
Good morning, Tom. You're on Q100.
Just go ahead and root for your Chargers, okay? I need for my Jets to go to the Super Bowl, and if you're rooting for the Chargers, it'll make my anxiety a lot less. So J-E-T-S.
Jets! Yoo! Go Jets!
Oh, come on.
How can you say that?
Good morning, Q100. Yellow?
Hello.
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 What's going on?
Bert, I got to tell you, man, this is a huge, huge mistake.
I don't know how it could be.
This is a huge mistake. I'm a Steelers fan, okay? I've been a Steelers fan my entire life. Believe me, I hear where you're coming from, that I've been on the roller coaster. Mm-mm. You know, granted, we've got championships. We've got Super Bowl victories. I was at the Super Bowl last year. I have actually kicked my wife and my family out of the house during Steelers games because they were rooting for the other team.
Well, here is the difference between you and me. You can't understand this mentality because Pittsburgh has, what, 5 Super Bowl championships?
Well, 6.
6. So you can't. Thank you.
Rub it in.
And most of the time they make it to the Super Bowl, they beat the Chargers to get there. So you can't possibly understand.
But the game of numbers says that in due time, you're going to, and it could happen in several years back to back. I mean, look what the Patriots did. They went so long without having any championships, and then all of a sudden, boom, 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 boom. In 5 years, they got, what, 3? So your time is coming, my friend. Just don't trade in your true blues.
Agreed.
Now, wouldn't a more qualified, because I'm not qualified to speak on sports, but wouldn't some people argue that the success or failure of the team would way more on the quality of the coaching and athleticism of the players rather than what color shirt you're wearing, Bert?
Mm. Well, yeah, at some point, but as a fan, you can only do what you can do. Like, everybody, I think, has their superstitions as a fan. Mm-hmm. Like, if your team is losing and you turn the game off and they start to win, if you turn that game back on and they're winning while you weren't watching, I'll turn the TV back off.
Oh, I will too, because I want them to win. And I feel like if I turn off the TV that they're going to win without me watching them.
Or if you're like sitting on a certain side of the couch and they're not doing well, you get up and you sit somewhere else and then they start doing well, you have to sit in that other chair.
So while we can't be down on the field and we can't be coaching, we have to do what we have to do as fans. And this is the only contribution I can make for my Chargers is to root for the other team.
Oh, you just cannot put on a Jets jersey. Oh, it just makes me sick.
Doesn't bother me.
It'll be tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm getting it today. I'm coming in here in a Jets jersey tomorrow. And I want to get those flags. I'm going to put them on in the window.
Not.
Yeah, I'm telling you. If they sell them, I'm going to get them today, dude.
I'm
going to be the biggest J-E-T-S Jets fan.
I'm almost tempted to go buy it for you, so it's beyond what you would get for yourself. I mean, head to toe. Like, I want you to be in a Jets uniform. I want you to be muffled because you're talking through a helmet.
That is my strategy for the next couple of weeks. So I am the biggest Jets fan you have ever met. Go ahead, send me all your Jets paraphernalia this week if you want. Email me about where the Jets fans are going to be watching the game this week. I may go watch the game in a Jets bar this weekend.
No, you cannot do that because then you'll get hit.
J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, no. Jets.
Doesn't make sense. Oh, I'm so mad at you right now.
I can't wait if the Chargers. When's the game this weekend?
I think it is on Sunday. I'm going to have to check. I think it's the early Sunday game.
I almost want to watch the game with you in your Jets gear. And I want to make sure we have somebody good answering phones Monday morning if the Chargers lose because you are rooting for the Jets.
Oh, see?
Don't do that.
See? Now you're stomach's in knots.
This is The Bert Show.